The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 8 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. I have a couple of guests in the studio today. We have Kevin Vaughn and Mark Joseph. They're with Fireworks Paradise in Caseville. We've got changes in the laws. The lawmakers in Lansing changed what is now legal and illegal still to have in Michigan as far as fireworks. And we're going to talk about the changes in the law, what people need to know, safety, all that kind of stuff. And I do thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Basically, what changed in the law? Are we on par with our neighbors now?
Well, technically, yeah. We're back just before Christmas, the state of Michigan passed the law for Class C consumer-grade fireworks are now legalized in the state of Michigan. So what does that really mean? It means that whatever people used to purchase in Ohio or Indiana and bring back to the state of Michigan are now legalized consumer-grade 1.4G Class C fireworks.
And what does that encompass in common names that the most of us are going to remember? Are we talking, you know, Lady Fingers? Are we talking Cherry Bombs, M80s? There were a whole bunch of them when I was a kid that we kind of toyed around with.
Well, M80s don't fall under that classification, but everything in the consumer firework line. That comes sparklers, pops, artillery shells, Roman candles, bottle rockets, multi-repeater devices, which are better known as cakes. So everything in the consumer line is available and legal now in the state of Michigan to own, buy, possess, use, and sell.
And these types of things are going to be available all over the place? I know they'll be available from you folks, but I mean, is
right.
This something that everybody comes under the same umbrella now?
Yes, the anyone that has been licensed by the state of Michigan had to fulfill a licensing application, and you had to fill out your application, and now we have stores that are available. Our store is set up in Caseville, and those are called brick and mortar stores, or you could purchase a license to have a tent location, and you will see some of these tents that have popped up in the past will also still sell these artillery shells, you know, multi-cake shells.
And are these things that you kind of, you know, put the packages together, or are these things you just get from a firm that makes them somewhere and licensed to do so? You see them in all these big packs and stuff, and
right.
I have no idea what's in them.
Right. You know, we purchase directly from an importer in China, mm-hmm. and so everything is already packaged. We do not manufacture anything. This is all prepackaged Class C material.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to be able to help out in developing a lot of this product line that we're selling as well, and we'll continue to do that as well. So that's a lot of fun on my part.
And by developing, you mean you...
We work with China and actually come up with what we want to see in a firework, and they develop it for us. In most cases, what you're going to find around the United States is that people are going to go to China and they're going to buy what's already made. Well, we've taken it to the next level. We've actually designed our own products, which makes it a little bit more special.
Does that mean the packaging you get has things you think people locally are more likely to use, and some of these other things that, what do you do with that?
Correct. A more desired effect, arrangement of effects, as well as developing some of the labels as well.
Right, absolutely. Some of our labeling, we have some of the best labeling, in my opinion, in the industry. We have very attractive labels. You know, we're very well educated as to what the product itself does. So when someone comes in and they don't really know what the piece does, they can certainly be asking, and we will, you know, explain in detail what they do.
Is this, you know, this seems like this is about the most seasonal job there is next to Santa Claus. I mean, is this something you can do all year round, or is this, or do you look for maybe getting people into the idea that maybe birthdays or something, it might be nice to have some firecrackers going off or something, or is it really just the big fourth bang?
Well, you know, really, it's all year round. Technically, it is. You can shoot fireworks every day of of the year if you want to. Now, there are some local jurisdictions that the state has given them permission that they can only shoot fireworks on the day before a national holiday, the day of a national holiday, and the day after a national holiday. And so you do need to check with your local municipalities as to what is their guideline.
Sounds like places like Saginaw that might have those sensors to detect gunshots or something. Don't want to fool them all day long with other
Could
types
be.
Of things.
Yep. But,
now, the old regulations, everything basically stayed on the ground.
Correct.
The new regulations change all that.
That's right.
They do. With the wide variety of the 1.4 consumer fireworks and Michigan opening up the whole line of them, gives us more aerial devices, actually, than devices that don't leave the ground now. In the past, we've had safe and sane laws, which have required us to keep everything on the ground. So you'll
but
have
even
a,
those things had a certain danger to them. Sparklers,
oh yeah.
People burn themselves in sparklers all
right.
the time. You had the little smoke bombs. They look like cherry bombs, but they certainly didn't do the same thing.
Right.
But a lot of it now is going up in the air, and that raises a whole other thing. You got to, you know, what goes up comes down.
Absolutely.
It
you
sure
really
does.
Have to take safety into factor. No doubt about it. Fireworks are not a toy.
Now, certain things like the bottle rockets have an actual body casing that come down. The Roman candles are basically shooting material up in the air that
right.
burns out. So there's a little difference in some of the stuff, but you still have to be aware of where it's going and might be raining down on something.
Oh, absolutely. You have to, as a user of consumer-grade fireworks, you need to be aware of your surroundings. These are not small. I mean, these artillery shells will go 150 feet in the air, and they will break. And obviously, it's hot. You need to watch out for, obviously, your neighbor's house, their boats, their cars. You know, it could possibly even, you know, peel off the finish, leave a speck on somebody's finish on their boat or maybe their car. And, you know, you got to be courteous to your neighbor. You got to watch where you're shooting them.
And they do wonders on windbreakers, I've found out in the past.
Oh, really? They put holes
the
in them?
Little sparkles, and you're just like, you got, yep. You've got Swiss cheese now.
Yep, absolutely. You betcha. You bet.
And these things, do they explode when they're up there, or are they just basically a light show type of thing? Because there's a whole, you know, that can, you can have a dud or something that's not going to go all the way up before it blows. You have to have a certain safe zone and all these types of things you have to consider before
right.
you get going.
Correct. Yep.
You do. As a general rule, the safety distances that you want to keep in mind is if you have a product that has a 1-inch diameter, you're going to want your audience at least 100 feet away from that product. 2-inch, again, 200 feet. So it's about 100 feet for every inch diameter that the tube is shooting. So you do have to be conscious of what you have in front of you. You want to make sure that you get this product placed on a flat, hard surface. You want to make every attempt to not let this firework product tip over. So, you know, with that in mind, we can't sit here and tell you exactly what to do to
right.
do so. But yes, a certain amount of common sense is involved, and certainly no alcohol.
We're Americans, and you're not going to tell us what to do, but we can give them good advice and,
right.
and try and keep them safe.
Yeah, and I just want to elaborate on what Mark just said about the alcohol use. It is stated in the law that if you are under the influence of alcohol, you may not purchase fireworks, and you may not use fireworks under the influence of alcohol, period.
And is there an age limit as far as going young as to how old you have to be in order to do this stuff? Because, you know, you can just say, yeah, I'm too drunk. You go out and do it, kids. You know,
yeah,
that type of
no.
thing. There's got to be 18. It
18
is
years
legal
old.
Age of 18 in
yeah.
order to do this.
You cannot purchase 1.4G fireworks if you are less or you are under the age of 18.
And can you fire them off? Is that a family type of decision type of thing? Or
I'm my rule of thumb is 18 years old.
It's good to have a responsible adult
Absolutely.
Around. An 18-year-old may not be responsible
right. exactly.
at that age, but
that's right.
at least it's legal. And you have to worry about legal ramifications of this when you're firing these off.
Of course.
Because if your neighbor's house catches fire, your neighbor's going to be saying, hey, what's your insurance company?
You're liable. You shot it. You're responsible. That's correct. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of things, and I want to clarify this too. People think, oh, I want to go buy some M80s. M80s have been illegal since 1966. The ATF has no sense of humor about that type of a firework product.
I dated myself when I said we used them as a kid. Just letting people know, I dated myself that way.
ATF has zero sense of humor about that stuff. It will not be tolerated. It will be confiscated, and there are very, very significant ramifications to having that in your possession, let alone firing it off.
Are there rules involving not tampering with this stuff? I mean, I could see people thinking, "Yeah, this will be great. I'll strap three of them together, and we'll shoot them all three." You know what I mean? Yeah. People have imaginations, and they do tend to try and think big.
Yeah, no, the way it's set up, the way consumer-grade fireworks are set up, like the multi-shot cakes, you really can't mess with it. I mean, it's a one fuse. You light the one fuse, you walk away from it, and it continuously goes off until it is done. There's really no way to modify this stuff because it has to drop into a tube if it's an artillery shell. There's no way to modify that, and nor should you. The tube is designed for a specific amount of lift charge, the explosion that takes place to get it into the air. You can't mess with that stuff. You're asking for
not
trouble.
To say that someone will try.
Yeah, I know.
To,
you give people a challenge, and well,
but the modification of any of those 1.4 consumer items, as well as any 1.3 items, which are professional display fireworks, is just absolute danger. Absolute danger.
Absolutely.
Now, what about when you fire these off, and do you have environmental concerns you need to be wary of? I know the DNR doesn't even like, people have a ATV go through the ice. They got to get it out of there.
Yeah, they
don't want that stuff down there. And I can imagine, the ends of bottle rockets and stuff, they're not going to want to be seeing them turning up in the inside walleye.
Well, technically, if you're shooting over or around water, you're supposed to notify the DNR, and the DNR will instruct you whether they want you to fill out a special use permit for that, so that you have to be conscious of that. There's a lot of areas where people are not taking that precaution, and that might turn around to bite them in the near future as we get a little more bigger scope on the use of fireworks in the state of Michigan.
It just kind of made me wonder whether it'd be doing maybe more enforcement, especially the first year, to make sure it goes well.
Right.
Sure.
Absolutely. I want to just add that there are so many people out there right now that do not know that consumer grade fireworks have been legalized. And it's quite humorous because I've talked to several state troopers, and county police officers as well, that they did not know that it is legalized. And the word is slowly but surely getting out there. But, I guess my message is to the listeners is, when you see someone now shooting off fireworks, it's not illegal. It is not illegal.
It's not necessarily illegal.
Depending on what time of the day, maybe, things like that.
You don't want to do 2 o'clock in the morning. That would be a bad option.
But that would not necessarily come under the fireworks, under more of the noise ordinance types of things.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Nuisance ordinances.
Right. I would, again, that's where common sense kicks in, and you'd be courteous to your neighbors. If you're having a backyard barbecue and you want to shoot fireworks, shoot the 10 o'clock mark when it gets dark, and then have your half-hour show or whatever it is and be done with it.
Do these packets come with a good set of instructions as to how to do all of this stuff? Because I could see people saying, yeah, it'll go up, but maybe if I put it on an angle, it'll go that way. And maybe I just see people doing this kind of thing, and maybe it's just me as a kid and we did all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of YouTube videos in the near future for Michigan as we go into this. But
here's my neighbor's house before and after it went through the bedroom window.
The instructions on most of the devices are shoots flaming balls and light and get away.
Right.
And it means seriously both of those things. They shoot flaming balls, and you light it, you got to get out of the way.
That's right.
Yep, get your safe distance back.
Never stand over them, all these types of important things you need to know. Because,
never.
And is there any type of rule as to how long a fuse is, to how long it burns, or do they burn at different rates and you're not really certain, you can't take it for granted?
They do burn at different rates. You can't take it for granted. You never know when it's going to go off. So if you end up lighting a device and you're running back and it doesn't go off, don't return to that device for at least a half hour. And I wouldn't return to that device without adding a lot of water to that device before I would even think about walking back up to it. You don't know what directions. It's obviously already defective because it didn't go off. what directions are these flaming balls going to start going off if they do start going off.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you get that garden hose out, hose that baby down from a good 50 feet, mm-hmm. let that soak in really well, let a good half hour pass, hour maybe even, then you can return to what you might want to do with that item. And certainly not try to relight it. You need to properly dispose of that item.
If the fuse is that short, don't try, because you're not going to get away in time. And
absolutely. I think a fireworks store that sold that product would probably gladly take it back if you brought it back to them.
And said it's,
you know, in that condition, you can obviously see it's defective. I would rather have that happen than someone try to go up there and light that with a torch, you know, just thinking that he spent good money on this and he wants to light it. So I would rather have that piece returned, wouldn't you, Kevin?
Absolutely. If you purchase the product from Fireworks Paradise and something of that nature happens, bring it back to us, and we will definitely exchange it or refund the money on it, for sure.
And you want to see it so soaked that the wrapping on it looks, because you know, people should
bring that baby back in a bucket, a trash bag. Yeah, it can be dripping.
That's fine. We just don't want anybody to get hurt, and, you know, safety is number one, and yes, this is festive. Watch the kids. The kids should not be around this stuff, in my opinion, in any way. And, you know, unfortunately, animals, your pets, you need to tie them up, or you need to lock them up, because I've watched videos that dogs, when they see that fuse flaming out there, that the dog will run up and grab it with its mouth. I've seen it happen.
And not to mention, it just scares them, and they may be heading to the next county, and you can't find your dog.
That's possible.
You just put them in the pen or put them in the house or something, it's a whole lot worse than thunder.
Be as responsible with those animals as you are with the rest of the family.
That's correct. You bet.
Now, they included extra insurance now for people who sell the fireworks.
That's right.
You talk about bringing it back. What you've been calling a brick-and-mortar store.
Right.
You can come back and you know they're going to be there, and the people in the tent are in another city and are another state by the time you get to that point.
Yep.
So I imagine this is coverage that you probably already are pretty much thinking you need it.
We're very much well aware of it, you bet. Mark and I, we've been doing this. We've been business partners for a couple of years now. And when we decided to get into this, we sat down with that exact issue and said, do we want to run tents? Do we want to run brick and mortars? And collectively, we decided that we felt brick and mortar stores were a better option for us, because it was a place that you can affiliate a name to, you can affiliate the business owners to, you will always know that business is going to be there and return to them. Absolutely.
It also seems like it would be a lot more secure. I mean, I see these tents and they just put the flaps around and they go home for the night, and
it is an
issue. And they're not taking everything away. It's still under there.
It is an issue. And when you're selecting a tent, you might want to be a little fussy about what tent you're dropping in, because the safety of the fireworks underneath that tent are definitely an issue. And what I mean by that is some of the bigger companies will have their tents up, such as stores, people that own the brick and mortar stores will have tents. They'll be more likely to follow the rules, because they have a name to protect. They're going to be there at their brick and mortar after the 4th of July. Versus, you know, just a tent that's up there and it's got ABC's name on it, and, you know, who really knows what may or may not happen underneath that tent. So you might want to use a little common sense when you're selecting a place to buy from as well.
Well, and it's nice too, when you at our brick and mortar store, you learn, just it's like your party store, you know. Me, when I go to a party store, I typically go to the same party store over and over again, just because I know the owner and know their personality. We joke and laugh and have a good time. It's the same way with our store. I mean, Fireworks Paradise, we want to know you guys by name. We want to recognize you by face, and vice versa. So we're here for the long haul. We're not here today with a tent and gone in 3 or 4 weeks, and maybe we'll be back next year, and maybe we won't. We're here for the long haul.
Because they come back only if they had enough sales to warrant coming back, I would assume.
Yeah, possibly.
It's a business.
Right. Absolutely. It is a business. And the insurance is, the state of Michigan certainly made it difficult for people to get into the fireworks industry. I mean, you have to be serious about this business if you're going to get into it as a business. Having a $10 million general liability policy is not a minor
requirement.
Yeah, it's not a minor feat to take on. That's for sure. That's a lot to front.
since 9/11, the government's clamped down on a lot of things, and you would think anything explosive would be one of them. I mean, you have to register to get fertilizer these days for farmers.
Yeah, that's true.
And so are there any things, do you have to show ID when you purchase fireworks? Do you have to, are you limited as to how much you can get at a shot? I mean, it just seems like all these things would be rolling through my mind writing these laws.
These are consumer-grade fireworks, so there is no registration for it. You do have to, if we're in question of your age, you're going to be required to show your ID for sure. And we will not sell to you if you're under age 18. It will not happen.
But after 9/11, it really amped everything up in the professional display fireworks and the consumer fireworks, and just anything dealing with any of those type of chemicals was definitely became a much larger issue and regulated to death.
Well, I mean, it was hindsight after
sure.
9/11 and
right,
after Oklahoma City.
Right.
I mean, they just, we got to do something because
right.
people are thinking this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you folks do the professional 4th of July and other occasion fireworks
yes.
for festivals and stuff. Any
Correct.
Name dropping you want to do of communities or...
I personally am a licensed pyrotechnician myself, which means that I'm certified by the ATF to have this stuff in my possession for a very, very short period of time and to fire it for a local municipality show. I actually do shoot on a crew. I'm a member of a crew. And certain municipalities in the area, like Cass City, I shoot, I'm a member of shooting that 4th of July show. Also, the Mayville Sunflower Festival, part of that as well. We brought Mayville back to shooting fireworks. I remember as a kid at the football games and stuff, boy, it was a whole lot different today than what it was 25 years ago shooting fireworks.
That seems like it would be a whole problem in itself because everybody wants you for the one day.
Yep,
if you know
true.
What I mean.
It
You've
is.
Got all these towns with festivals. They all would like to have fireworks.
Right.
And there's this whole, thing about our reality. You can only be in one place at one time.
That's true. Yeah.
So do you have to have a company that has teams, plural, or do you have to just kind of first come, first serve type of thing?
Well, obviously, I'm pretty biased to Cass City because that's where I live. So I've been shooting the Cass City show now for, I think this will be our fourth. I think this is our fourth season, if I'm not mistaken. So when anybody ever asks me about 4th of July, I already know that I have my commitment to Cass City.
Now, Mark, on the other hand, he travels all over. He goes away from home. I do the professional display shows all throughout Michigan. I've done Wisconsin, Tennessee, Indiana. So I do get a little outside exposure, a little more in the choreography end, in the setup of the shows and actually firing them. Kevin lights most of his shows by hand. I light all my shows electronically.
Where you sit at a console and you can
right.
choreograph it that
Correct.
Way.
Correct. Right. Correct.
Now, how long does it take to set up? Is this something that you could have a crew and do three or four and then have each man do one, just fire it off? Or
no, it's pretty...
It takes days sometimes to set these shows up. You've got a minimum of a day for setup.
Yeah.
Sometimes up to a week, depending on how big your show is.
And then you have security concerns overnight because you have to make sure nothing's been...
tampered with. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, the Bay City show, it obviously is very, very large, and that is an example of that. It takes them about a week to set that up. And obviously there's, they're laying the wiring and so forth. They're not dropping any shells or anything in the guns, until the day of the shoot. But the wiring is all put in place and getting the boards and stuff hooked up. And that's what Mark does. I mean, that's very, very tedious, very time consuming. When you hand fire that, you don't have to worry about that. You load your guns, you get set up. Takes about 6 to 8 hours to get a show set up. And then you do your hand fire. But we have about four shooters when you're hand firing. You have four shooters, and then you have also a safety officer that actually oversees the whole operation. If something looks out of place, we need something, that's his job to get on top of that. The rest of us, we're getting the shells in the air.
You have to love it. You yeah. just absolutely have to love it, which we do. We have a deep passion for the industry. I mean, to work a week, and
yep.
that's a week just setting up, not the month you took planning the show before you started setting
right.
up. And then the show's over in, a half hour or an
right.
hour?
Yeah,
so,
it's over.
Yeah, you definitely have to love what you do.
You're basically pyrotechnic dominoes, people. You set it up for hours, and then click, 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 they're done.
Yeah,
there you go.
That's true. Yeah, it's over really fast. And we never get to see the show, because we never look up. We're lighting, and we're making sure everything is going right. Very, very seldom do I ever see what's going off in the sky.
As shooting the firing the buttons, you get to see a little bit more what's going on. But when you're hand lighting, he's absolutely right. You wouldn't have a clue.
Right.
Well, he's not looking up. He's running away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're looking out for your own best interest, and you're getting those shells in the air when they need to go.
Yep, exactly. That's for sure.
Now, these shells, you know, you see pictures of them when they're loading them. You know, they do it in like a newspaper or something. They look almost round. Are they round or are they cylindrical? Is there a top and a bottom? Because it seems to me you've got to have the propulsion part on the bottom.
Correct.
And somehow you got to get the fuse to the bottom to light that first, because
right.
you don't want the sparkly going off before you launch it out of the
right.
tube.
Right.
So are they easily marked, or is this something that is experience and training?
Well, they are easily marked, and you definitely have to get the shell in the tube the right way, because if you don't, you're just going to have a landmine, basically. You've got to get that shell up in the air. So with the consumer grade shells, they're very, very well marked. Consumer grade shells, they're not marked really at all, because you should be trained to know which is up and down.
Right.
In the consumer shell, you shouldn't be out on that field if you don't understand that. But the consumer shells are marked very clearly for top or this side
right.
up. It definitely has, you have to pay attention to putting that shell in correct. Because if you load it upside down, of course, what it's going to do is it's going to fire downward into that tube and then explode on the ground, which is not a safe atmosphere.
Right.
Not when it's parked next to 700 other ones that are sitting
right,
there
exactly.
ready to go.
And they
yeah.
do come in ball form, and they do come in cylinder form as well. It's the composition that they allow you to put in each product by
right.
law that changes the size or the shape of that particular device.
And it's the stuff they put inside it that gives you the different colors, whether it's manganese, copper, or whatever, that's what gives you the different displays up there that you're seeing.
Correct.
That's
yep.
right.
Yep. Basically, a shell comes with a lift charge that gets it out of the gun and into the air, and then the shell will break in the air where it ignites and releases all the colors and breaks into an effect.
Yes.
Or kind of explodes, and you see it, you hear that pop, and then they're
right.
really
Correct.
Shooting out
that break
fast.
Or
right.
exploding. Yes,
yep.
that's letting releasing the shell's activity.
Yep.
And do you have to sit there and plan all of this? You know, especially the finale. I mean, everybody waits for the finale. I mean, do you have to sit there and say, I need three blues, I need a red that curly cues, I need a, you know,
yep.
that type of thing?
Yeah,
is
you
this
sure
a whole
do.
Type
Some
of
will longer than others, yeah.
yep, absolutely.
Because you want it different every year. You don't want people seeing
something
the same
different.
Thing. And
right.
But you want to have something that you're pretty confident is going to work and look good.
Right.
Sure. You can develop all different types of themes, you know, depending on what you're shooting your show for.
Right.
You know, sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Oh,
we even set up racks that angle, you know, for finales so that, you know, they fan out across the sky. And our goal is when we shoot a finale, it's all chained together. It's all fused together, much like the cake is in the 1.4 market, the Class C market. But in a big professional show, it's all fused together. You could have 600 shells all go off within a matter of 15 seconds.
Intentionally.
Absolutely. Yep. It's designed to do that.
And basically by doing that, you measure the fuses and you get a common point, and that's where you start and away
yep.
you go. And if you want this one to be 3 seconds delayed of this one, then you make it slightly longer.
Yep.
It's a whole science involved.
Pretty much.
In this.
It is.
That's right. You
yep.
bet.
Fuses come at different speeds and different styles.
Yep. And I do want to make mention too, back to the consumer grade of it, do not encourage people to try to manipulate this to do that. I mean, there are finale cakes that you can buy specifically to end your little backyard fireworks show. We don't want people out there trying to fuse all this stuff together and, well, I can modify it this way or I can modify it that way. I do not promote that in any way.
Modifying is a bad word on
it
the
is.
On the public commercial level, not the professional level,
right.
just the fireworks you can now buy.
Right. Use
and usually the fuses aren't that long anyway. I mean, what they give you in a packet usually is maybe 2-3 inches, and it's just enough time to run away.
Depends on what it is. Depends on what it is. On a mortar shell, in a Class C shell or artillery shell, as people refer to them, that fuse is, I'm going to say
20 inches.
Is it that long? I was gonna say 12, but yeah. But I think it burns the green safety cannon fuse burns about an inch per second. So you do have some time to get away from that, and it's specifically designed to do that,
to burn slow,
so you can get away from it.
Now, you have tubes to put this in. Do people need to buy these kind of tubes for some of these fireworks that are now available, or do they pretty much come self-contained?
They pretty much come self-contained.
Because I think they'd want to, well, for lack of a better way of putting it, idiot-proof it, so that you aren't lighting something that should be contained and have a little bit of a run up so that it's firing in the right direction rather
Correct.
Than trying to just blind launch it from out in the open.
Right.
They do sell tubes by themselves if you want to add to your show. And not only use the one shell or tube that you have in your particular box, but every artillery kit comes with a device to launch it out of, as
right.
long as the shell's with them. And then when you're done with that, you're supposed to get rid of that tube, because that tube is designed for only the usage of the product that it comes with.
Right.
Tubes will get weak after time. So we do encourage people to buy extra shells if they really like putting a lot of shells up in the air at one time, because we encourage not trying to put that new mortar ball in a tube that just launched a shell maybe a minute ago or 2 minutes ago, because that tube's going to be warm or hot or maybe even have some flame still in it. So we do encourage to, you know, if you're going to light a lot of shells, some people really like the mortar shells, some people don't, but if you're going to light a lot of them, don't be afraid to buy some extra ones and just
right.
make that a little safer game while you're out there.
And I want to add to that, the tubes that you purchase in a fireworks store are specifically designed to shoot fireworks out of. Do not use PVC pipe. PVC pipe, and they do. That's historically, people have done that. The backyard hobbyists have, what do I got that I can shoot this out of? And they'll grab a piece of PVC pipe. Let me tell you what happens to PVC when it blows up. It turns into many, many little pieces of shrapnel. Do not use that. Go to your fireworks store. We have HDPE pipe, which is specifically designed, and it kind of plumes. It expands if something goes wrong with that shell inside of the tube. Or some of these tubes are actually a spun fiberglass. Fiberglass has fiber in it, and it does stay held together much better.
Instead of shattering.
Yeah.
A little
for
bit
sure.
like a bulletproof vest, carbon fiber type of thing. It's designed to absorb and shock.
It's designed to hold it. It is designed that way, yes.
We were talking a little bit before the show. Do fireworks expire? Do you not need to keep them for very long? I mean, you want them to be a good shot. Do they get less potent after a few years? We always see the Westerns when they're driving in the wagon and, boy, we got the dynamite back here. This stuff's sweating pretty bad. You know, it's old. I mean, does that come into play these days?
You know, as far as fireworks, as long as you keep them in a dry environment, they can take extreme heat, they can take extreme cold. They cannot take water. And I'm not just talking about humidity. It's direct contact with water. Once the fireworks come in direct contact with water, that needs to be properly disposed of. That can't even be dried out and reused, because
right.
it really messes with the integrity of the fusing and becomes a dangerous item at that point. So as long as you have whether it's your shed or garage, if you keep it in a dry area, not a bad idea to keep it contained in its original packaging that has the plastic around it. That's obviously going to keep humidity out. But you can keep these for several years as long as they're in a dry atmosphere.
Right. Keep them up off the concrete floor. Put them on a shelf, something of that nature, because obviously moisture wicks through concrete. It does.
I noticed when you were saying this, you said shed or garage. No one was saying basement or house.
I personally don't think it's a good idea. You know, Kevin's a fireman.
The firemen don't like to not know what's in the house when they walk in the door.
I think protocol is let that baby burn, isn't it, Kevin? I mean, if you know you have a house full of fireworks, are you going to try to put that out? Or
it depends on the situation. It depends on what the product is. And, you know, if there are fireworks in your garage and you do have a garage fire, for heaven's sakes, please come and tell the incident commander of that fire scene that there are fireworks in that garage, there's fireworks in this back bedroom or whatever. And, you know, we'll do one of two things. If we can go in and soak it before it catches on fire, we will go in and soak it. If it's too late, we're just going to stay away from it.
And by all means, don't run in there and try and save them.
Oh, let them go. Let them go.
You can get more next year. I mean, people do something. You've seen it in the fire department. Sure. You see what they go back for, and it's like, why?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen really silly things. And, you know, in that regard, if your house is burning, your garage is burning, just get out, let it go. We'll go in and we'll get the family pet. We'll get the bird. You know, whatever it is, don't go back in there and try to get them.
Kevin's on the Cass City Fire Department, yep. So he kind of gets both ends of the situation here with fireworks and maybe having to deal with them in other ways.
Right. Yeah. In fact, you know, the fire departments, police officers, education is getting out there of what to be advised of, what is legal, what isn't legal. And that's really what's very, very important, is making sure that people have not gotten a hold of the Class B product or the 1.3G stuff. That is the dangerous, that's the volatile stuff. And, you know, you see that stuff, just stay away from it, period. And let the state police handle it, let the fire department handle it, and then we'll bring the appropriate people in to discard it.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest difference between the product is if you're handling 1.3 professional grade fireworks and you don't know what they are, they have the potential to kill you. They're going to kill you, not hurt you.
Right.
With 1.44 consumer fireworks, even in their worst element, they're going to hurt you if you use them recklessly.
Yeah, if you misuse them, they're going to hurt you.
Most likely not going to kill you, where the 1.3 is just got too much power behind it.
Yeah. It's specifically designed to be in hands of specific people. It was specifically designed to do that.
And what has been authorized in the new law is sufficient to give you a pretty good show on your own without having to go that extra step.
Absolutely. They have opened this up to every 1.4 consumer firework, which gives you the whole line. In the last 5 years, consumer grade 1.4 consumer fireworks have been developed so intensely that we actually have 1.3 display operators shying away from using professional display fireworks, because there's a lot of politics involved with handling those items at every level. So we're seeing, and myself included, we're using a lot more 1.4 consumer product than professional display product, even in our big city shows.
Right. The you'll be amazed at how, I want to say brilliant, the color is off the 1.4G fireworks, a consumer grade. There's no need to try to go out there and try to find that stuff, because it's very, very illegal if you try to find the professional grade stuff. I strongly encourage everyone to stay away from it, period.
And those are the ones that can land you in federal prison.
They will, yes. They will check you into the Gray Bar Motel. They sure will.
It's a felony, and they're very serious about it. You need a license to buy that stuff. You need a license to transport that stuff. You need a license to set that stuff up and display it. It goes on and on and on. License to store it, license to import it. These are all different felonies. One at a time, they're coming at you.
It's bad news all the way around. Stick with a Class C fireworks and you're fine. Go to your local fireworks store, purchase. Everything you will find in your local fireworks store or under those tents is legal in the state of Michigan. And that's the stuff that the average person needs to stick with.
Well, terrific. I imagine we're going to have a more noisy 4th of July this year.
I think it's going to be a great 4th of July season. I do.
Which generally starts about Memorial Day, because people come up to their cottages and stuff. And we want to practice.
And that's and we're scrambling right now. We're under major heavy construction up in Caseville to get our store up and running so that we are ready for that Memorial Day weekend up there in Caseville.
Is there like a website or something people can go to find out what is available now, and you know, maybe get an idea of what they'd want to plan for?
Absolutely. Fireworksparadise.com. Please visit us on that website. You'll see a full line of what we offer at this point. You can do pre-ordering if you'd like to put a pre-order in to pick up at one of our locations, or it just gives you a head start at what we're going to have on the shelf, what kind of pricing we're going to have, so you can start making your list up.
Yep, absolutely. You know, for $300-$400, you can get yourself a really nice backyard show. And what I encourage people to do is, if you've got a family event, gather up pass the hat around, gather up some funds, come on up and see us, tell us what you want to accomplish, and we will try to accommodate you the very best that you can.
And it's always a good idea to check with your city, village, or township to see if there are ordinances and other things that you have to comply with for times you can do this and all that type of stuff, just to avoid problems and make it as much fun as possible.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Thank you for being with us today. I hope you have a bang-up 4th of July. I was waiting all hour to say that.
Thank you very much for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
And you're located in Caseville on
Fireworks Paradise in Caseville. We're right on M25. We are just north of the Dairy Queen. The old former Seagull Mall is where we're located.
By the county fairgrounds there.
Yep, just past the county grounds. Yep, exactly.
All right. Good luck and a good season to y'all, and we'll look forward to the professional displays you put on as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guests today on the program have been Kevin Vaughn and Mark Joseph from Fireworks Paradise. They have an office coming up in Caseville. And again, a lot of the fireworks we haven't been able to buy locally, you had to go out of state to get, are now available because of state law changes. And just enjoy them and play nice, people. Play nice. Coming up at 11 o'clock, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.